So, Mark, what's the spectrum of HER2 mutations that are seen, and what do we know in terms of responsiveness to anti-HER therapy?
Yeah, so HER2 in lung cancers is a fairly new phenomenon. Again, 10 years ago, we wouldn't have been discussing it because the mutations weren't discovered. In lung cancers, I think the most actionable HER2 abnormalities now are mutations. Most of them are insertions in exon 20 of HER2. There are other mutations as well that may be sensitizing. And there's a thread through the number of reports in the literature that agents that target the HER2 kinase, afatinib, neratinib, lapatinib, dacomitinib, all of these agents have activity. But there are really very few prospective trials. Actually, I don't think there are any prospective trials published yet.
What about trastuzumab, monoclonal antibodies, pertuzumab?
Well, they have not comprehensively been tested in these patients. As it turns out, most of these patients are not HER2 protein overexpressed. They're not 3+ with the standard in breast, nor are they amplified. So if that is going to be the criteria for benefit from trastuzumab, then the lung cancers do not meet that.